Hello, thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about control and letting go of control in life. Many times we're trying to control things, we see that it doesn't work, then we try out different technologies in order to try and improve our life. This is what we'll talk about today. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, I think that actually we're trying to control everything. Ourselves, our children, our spouse, and of course our success in life. We put in lots of energy in order to succeed in different things. We set goals, trying to achieve them at any cost. Even if sometimes life shows us that this isn't necessarily the right direction, and still we're trying to achieve what we think is right, and many times it costs us dearly. And therefore, an approach developed that says that maybe it's incorrect to fight reality, maybe you should let go of control in certain places, cases. And we'd like to know, what does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about our ability to control life, and where should we actually let go? So, first of all, we'd like to ask, trying to be in control, is it good or not? The question is much more complicated and higher than simply to be in control. To be in control, of course, we see that this is our inclination, our instinct to control everything that we are. Obviously, the still, the vegetative, the animate, and of course man, want to control the situation that they're in, their environment, and the development, their future meaning. But the question is, are we doing it? Is this the right attitude towards myself and fate and nature and the environment? By that, are we not simply deceiving ourselves? And it's not that we're really in control. Is this control to our benefit? Because in order to be in control, we have to know the past, the present, the future, all the existing factors. I have to see the future form that I want to move to, towards, and also that my environment will reach the same form too. Am I capable of it? Meaning, if a person will really give account to himself, then he'll see that he has no means by which to control himself and all the more his environment, the world, his future, because he has no means for it, no factors. They're not at his disposal. This is one thing. Another thing is that he himself doesn't know. What does he want? What does he need? And how to be in control? Suppose in front of me, there are a few dozens of factors that determine my future state. How will I know how to manage them in order to reach that good future? I don't know. What is good for me all in all? I don't know either. Meaning, am I aware that my need to be in control is an instinctive one? And possibly that it too is divided into several degrees. What do I want to control? My bodily corporeal life, the circle around me, myself, my family, my home, my yard, and that's it, like it used to be in the past, when a person lived on his piece of land, with a few animals, and his family, and that's that. And then he was concerned with how to control all of these things so that they'll exist and promise his future, or that today, for example, I have to care for the entire world, because otherwise, how can I be in control if the world's controlling me? Today I'm thinking about what can space give me. Meaning, today we're in a world that's so big and broad that we opened for ourselves that we have so many factors that what does it mean to be in control? And there are people that say the opposite. They say, let go of all these things, relieve yourself of it. Letting go of control actually sets you free. On the one hand, you're not in control. On the other hand, you feel that you are. You've handed your control into the hands of fate, and things are as they are. We see people that, for example, people that live on the street, they don't care about anything. Are they trying to be in control of things, or are they letting go? It's hard to say. But for sure, this person is not concerned with control. But he has what he has, and I don't want or need any more than that. You know, there are these jokes that a rich person asks a poor person living under a tree, why aren't you working? Why aren't you studying? Why aren't you advancing? So the other guy says, what will I get out of it? So the rich guy says, you'll be able to sit under a tree, and so on. So this is exactly what we're coming to. What does it mean to let go of control? First of all, I have to know who's controlling me. Fate, the upper force, I myself, my family. Today, all in all, a person wants to set himself free of all of these things for thousands and thousands of years. We accepted these things as a given. We knew that we have to grow up, get married, have children, care for them to get married, that they'll give us grandchildren, that they'll have a home and everything. This is how it used to be. I remember this is how it also was in my times. Now that I'm already a grandfather, I see that my grandchildren think differently. It's a new generation. This generation doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to have kids. They want to free themselves of any kind of control as much as they can. What they can't, because that's nature. You can't relieve yourself of your body. That's our instinct. To be free? No, I mean, our instinct is to have everything that I need. But today we see that it's not to the same extent, meaning that the generation that's now entering life, that's gaining control in life, meaning those that will soon replace us, it's a generation that isn't concerned with it. We have no children. We don't need them. There's no work. There will be some other kind of work. The main thing is that I have the bit that I need. Because if you have lots of assets, you have lots of worries. What do I need that for all of these assets to control me? It's better not to have them. And then a person agrees to live in a room with his computer, his mobile, with his pizza and Coke, and that's that. I don't need more. Meaning that relieving yourself of control gives a person freedom. That control isn't freedom. It's lots of work. It's hard work. Suppose a king. It seems to us that I'm the king. No. If you're the king, then you're actually everyone's slave. You have to take care of everyone, the government, and the country, and everyone, and everything. It's all your property. Later we saw that these things, they stopped in history. They stopped existing in history, and instead of a king, you have a parliament, meaning less responsibility, less control. No head of state or a member of parliament feels that It's his country. They don't feel that the population of the country is his. It's something completely different than a king. Therefore, we say that all those in government, they don't care about the people. They don't even care about the country. He takes his suitcase and goes to another place. The king says, no, this is my home. I have to care for everyone. This is my property. So what do we see? That throughout history, we see that the desire is to get rid of responsibility, a sense of belonging, control, because being in control of a country like a king, it's serious responsibility. It's like in a family. I'm the head of family. I have to care for everyone. Will they have food, something to wear, where to go to school, and so on and so forth? I don't want it. This is what the younger generation says. I don't want to be a king in my family. I don't even want to be in the family parliament with my wife. I don't want to control these kids and take care of them. I want to be on my own. What's going to happen tomorrow? That I also don't want to be in control of myself and care for myself in any way, not about the family or the country or the world or anything. I don't even want to care about myself. How do I do that? We've reached a state here that brings up a question. But if I understand correctly, it's a state where a person doesn't have the desire that motivates him to attain control in life. He doesn't want it. That's how it always is. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. What do you need it for? The more assets you have, the more concerned you are. Okay, so you left behind you millions, and what? But most of us still want these things. No, today we no longer want these things that much. We don't see that. Sure, people are still running after it, and there is inertia and everything, and people are still drawn to it, but not like before. And it changed in the past few decades. Mankind started letting go of this entire competition for control. And today, the inclination is towards letting go of control. Even in that we want to give our control over to machines. Machines! For them to drive instead of us, for them to fly instead of us, for them to do instead of us. And we don't want control. This inclination exists in everything. There's a big question. What will we do when machines will take our place? Because people still feel a need to fulfill themselves. But why do I have to fulfill myself by controlling something? Because this is something that takes up my thoughts and desires and aggravates me. And what do I need it all for? I want to add another aspect, and maybe that could answer the question that you're raising. I want to be healthy. I want to have enough money to do everything that I want. I want for my children to be successful, for them to succeed at school, for everything to be good on all levels. Starting with health, that I'm in control of to some extent, but there's a lot about it that I'm not in control of. And through money, career, relationships, I want to succeed in many things. Now, from everything that we talked about, up until now, we talked from as if both sides. First of all, you explained why is it an instinctive, natural inclination that not only people have, but also the still, the vegetative, and the animate, to control everything that's going on now and that will happen in the future. Then you said that when a person sees that he can't really be in control, then the opposite approach develops that, okay, if I really want it and I can't really get it, maybe it's better to let go. And so different approaches in this direction have evolved. So from what you're saying, I understand that things aren't that simple, black or white. But we also see the tendency that the tendency is to let go more and more. So this exactly leads me to my next question. if there's both the natural instinct here to control, to be in control and achieve what I can, and also the desire to let go because I can't be in control, were we to take a person with his ordinary life, children, family, career, so on and so forth, where in the life of a person would it be right to want to be in control, and where should a person let go? Because if I'll ask you, should a person neglect his health, you'll say, of course not. So where are those areas in life where we should stay in control and be responsible, and where do we have to let go and hand it into the hands of fate, not to fight life, like Tal said? I don't have an answer. I'll tell you furthermore. In order to scrutinize this, I have to know the formula of life. I have to know the forces that are controlling life, my fate, how are things developing, what's the purpose of their development. I have to know all of these things in order to give you an answer. And I don't have it. These things are not in my hands. Unless, eventually, if we're talking from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, then I'll just say one thing. If I connect with the upper force of nature, and I discover that nature, like we talked about the king who's responsible for his country, then there is an upper force that's responsible, and the whole of nature is under him, then I have to be in contact with him and find out, what is he in control of, and what is he giving me for me to be in control of? And then, according to this division that comes from him, I will exactly know, what am I supposed to manage, what am I supposed to control, and where do I let go of my control in favor of his control? But for that, I have to be connected with the upper force, to really be in contact with him, in some kind of agreement. Thus far, it's me, and from this point and on, it's you. Then it's the real, true, and correct kind of control, where I let go of part of it, and part of it I don't. Because what happens in life is that someone who doesn't know what does the upper force do in our life, then that person is as if concerned with everything that might happen. And that's really a big problem. And he goes crazy from all the pressure and possibilities. And here, the wisdom of Kabbalah actually helps us connect and understand the entire system of forces of the upper force that's called nature or the creator. And gematria, nature and the creator, are one and the same. So if we understand this entire system, then we know exactly, thus far I have to, from this point and on, he has to. The upper force, or nature, or God, doesn't matter how you call him. And then I live in harmony. This is exactly what we'd like to know. What is the right approach to reality, fate, or the upper force, as you call them? That if we'll understand the correct approach, then we'll be able to calm down from the tremendous pressure that we're under. You're under tremendous pressure because you're lacking the knowledge. That's the problem. So what can you do? Teach us something. This is why we came to you, Dr. Lightman. No, this is something that you have to learn, and you have to get to know the upper system of governance and providence, and then you will know where can you let go of your imaginary control, and where do you have to do something, and what do you have to put all of your attention on? Our first lesson. Let's begin. We're writing down. You don't have to convince us that this is something that we should learn. We want to learn this. Give us our first lesson. I have nothing to begin with. Why? You're the teacher. Because for this, a person has to attend Kabbalah lessons and to learn how to connect with the upper force. To know how does he influence us? How are we operated by him? How can we respond? What's the area in which we can participate? And in what? And this way, we can study for a very long time until you will start discovering these things. And there is a simpler way that's easier, that's meant for the general public, and that's more correct. It's where we reveal the system. It's not that we study it in theory and then practice, but we reveal the system. You can reveal the system by keeping the general law of the Torah, that is, love thy friend as thyself, love another as thyself, that we start treating everyone favorably. In a good way. And to be concerned with how do we keep the integral system. If we keep the general law of nature, this is actually nature. Nature and the Creator are one and the same. That He's actually the integral nature. And we do want to integrate in Him, with Him, then we have to do it by integrating with other people. And therefore, we're studying it not theoretically like we talked about it before, but in practice. In practice meaning that we're with a 10. What do you mean by 10? 10 meaning 10 people, a group of people, a group of 10 people, students, that have the same questions as you do, and then they learn how can they be interconnected, how can they be connected together in an integral way, and then they learn and feel between them how in their connection they start feeling the upper force. The upper force. The force that controls and governs. And this way, when they're in a 10, they feel that they're capable of letting go of self-control and hand themselves over instead of each of them being under his own control, to be under the control of the 10. And in it, they discover the upper force, the force of their connection, which is truly superior to them, which is an addition, which is comprehensive, or you can say the Creator, the upper force of nature, and then they really start feeling that there's no need for control. But if they hand themselves over to the 10, to be under the force of the 10, and the upper force that reveals himself or becomes revealed in the 10, by that, they relieve themselves of self-control and live in a world which is completely good. This is very different from the approaches that I heard about, like, just let go, stop fighting life. Meaning you're describing a situation here where a person, in order to relieve himself of self-control, He has to do really special work in order to attain that force that he's giving the control over to. Yeah. So if I just want to let go for fate to control me, it won't give a good result. But what does it mean that you let go? You let it go into whose hands? You were born with your ego that wants to control everything. When you let go, what does it mean? That I struggle less for what I want, I concede more. And who does it instead of you? I suppose, like you said, that there is some fate, and if something doesn't work out, it's probably for the better, and I'll do something else. Is this a serious approach? It's just a tired person who's half dead. He lets go of life. It's like a child that lets others worry about him. Here, we're reaching a completely different state. We reach a point where we discover, reveal the upper force. We build him, as it says, you have made me. We make him out of our connection, and he controls our entire life instead of us. And then we're free. This means to let go of your control. So it's something completely different than what we hear in the different approaches. Right. Does it take a lot of time to do this? Is it a lengthy process? But we have no choice. We have to do it. Whether we want to get rid of the control or we don't, because we see that today, life shows us that we're not in control of them at all. What's the relation between letting go of the control and love another as yourself? Love another as yourself is the means by which you come to letting go of the control and really controlling your entire fate. Can you explain this a bit? By connecting to with others, we build a network of connections between us that's called the soul, and it controls our life. And inside the soul, there's the upper force, the force of connection and love. And then for sure, we're relieved of control because love dwells among us and arranges everything. Dr. Lightman, unfortunately, our time's up again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time. All the best.